Welcome to UN Gender Focus. I'm Deanne Penn at United Nations headquarters in New York. This week, we're bringing you a special program to celebrate International Women's Day, marked annually on the 8th of March. This year, the UN's gender entity, UN Women, is putting the focus on work issues, including unpaid care and domestic work, and their impact on achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. No doubt you remember that the 17 SDGs, as they're known, aim to transform the world by 2030, including through gender equality and decent work for all. I sat down with UN Women Executive Director Phumzile Mlambo Nguka to discuss some of the barriers to a more just and equitable workplace.
International Women's Day has a theme that is part of the building blocks to achieve Agenda 2030. In order for the vision of leaving no one behind to be real, women need economic justice, they need participation, they need to be free from poverty. So early on in the phase of the implementation of the SDG, we actually want member states and all the stakeholders to at least identify critical must-do that would enable more women to have an income, to get over poverty, and to regain the dignity that you lose when you experience extreme poverty and you depend on people, including depending on abusive partners.
What is it that governments need to do to ensure that women are equal participants in the workplace?
Well, there are different things that governments can do for different cohorts of women, but there's also universal challenges that women face everywhere in the world. For instance, there are 150 countries that still have legislation that discriminates against women. In many cases, the discrimination that arises from this law end up having some economic impacts in the choices that women can make about their economic well-being. Again, in almost all countries in the world, the issue of equal pay is still a big issue. To get to a point where women are remunerated in a similar way as men for work of equal value is something that we have to make sure that the next generation can regard it as something that used to happen. So we have to win on that one. We also have to address the issue of unpaid care work. We have to find a way in which this burden of care in families is shared between men and women so that there's more men participating in the provision of household care and more women participating in the labor market. It is only when there is this trade-off that you can actually see change. And that has to be a systemic change. The laws must make that happen. So paternity leave becomes important because if you only have maternity leave, you actually stereotype this kind of important care for which women actually are penalized. It becomes harder to go back to work. They are passed on for promotion. They do not get their remuneration enhanced because they have children. So changing this whole issue of pay equity, it is about the actual money that is paid between men and women. It is about the way the system works. But also it is about the types of jobs that women do, which are mostly at the bottom of the pyramid, and therefore much closer to poverty than they are to prosperity, which is why also in this International Women's Day, we're also trying to also put a shine on the issue of minimum wage, because even when you fight for equal pay, we're not fighting for low equal pay. We're fighting for improved remuneration for men and women, but also there must be equality in what both men and women make. At this point, women make 24% less than men on average globally. And this is a problem even in the countries that are very advanced and are doing very well on gender equality.
And now, why do these inequalities still exist?
Well, one of the, again, universal phenomena that sustains inequality are norms and stereotypes, which make it possible for the world to actually tolerate unequal pay, which we also call the biggest robbery. I mean, the fact that countries with constitutions that enshrined equality, countries that pride themselves on being the biggest democracies, but this has been happening all over, and they actually don't think that this is a contradiction, because there are norms in terms of women and work, for instance, that are derived from the way work was perceived in the Industrial Revolution, where women stayed at home and men work. The world of work still has those notions of who's a breadwinner and who's a caregiver at home. And also the norms that girls and women grow up with, in many cases also would have them believe that some of these inequalities that they experience is just the way the world works. But of course, thankfully, there's many more women who are fighting to change these issues. That's why the issues are in the table.
What do businesses or companies need to do to change the stakes for women in the workplace?
Of course, equal pay would be one. But also, we have now enough data that demonstrate how gender-diverse companies perform, the fact that they outperform their peers in the same sector, and in many sectors and industries, the quality of decision-making is actually improved when we have diversity, not just women, we have disabled people, we have minorities, we have people of color. There are economies that are not growing very well, primarily because the women labor workforce is underrepresented. And why? Because in many cases, the absence of affordable childcare means that women have nowhere to leave their children, so they opt to stay at home. And yet, if we had affordable childcare and creating a robust care economy that creates decent work, it's a win-win-win. You have children being taken care of, most likely if we do it properly by appropriately skilled people, so it's a good benefit for cognitive development of the children. You have the mothers being released of child care that takes them away from economic activity, and therefore you then have more people who are contributing in bringing about growth that is inclusive.
And how about the participation of men and boys in ensuring that women have an equal chance in the workplace?
Well, in the first place, you actually need to invest in consciousness raising of men and boys, and that is why we're doing all these campaigns, He for She. We have different men's organizations all over the world now that have come up, and men talking to men about the importance of gender equality and also demonstrating the benefits of gender equality and parenting by men, because many of the men who have taken the leap forward and become hands-on parent find that this is the best decisions they've ever made. But also, because you cannot wait for everybody to go on their journey of, you know, becoming conscious of these issues, we need to provide policies at work, which is why we're talking to employers, most of whom are men, who actually, and their boards, who must make decisions about making this possible.
UN Women, of course, is looking for a 50-50 world, and the Secretary General has spoken about that too. Mm-hmm. How hopeful are you that we will achieve this, particularly in the world of work, by 2030, which is the deadline for achieving the Sustainable Development Goals?
It's actually possible. The companies, the institutions that we're working with, we are talking about 2020, because it's too risky to talk about 2030. So by 2020, if we have not made enough progress, we still have enough time to jack up the systems. Every year now, we have the opportunity for member states to report on the progress they are making in the implementation of SDGs. We're going to use that time to actually track the direction that the countries are taking and whether the implementation is truly designed to achieve the objectives of the SDGs.
You've been listening to a special edition of UN Gender Focus from the United Nations in New York. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Deanne Penn.